nest. So put me on a plane, get me up and dressed. I'll pay for the day to feel the love reinvest. I wanna rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest. Then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best. Then I'll rip it out my arm, then I'll rip it out my chest. Then I'll rip it out my head, cause we were the best.
Summer. Anthony Leisowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When you find uncooked food lurking in your fridge, you might throw it out if the date on the package has passed. But perhaps you shouldn't.
There's been a lot of confusion about how to interpret these labels. Like, we call them expiration dates, but they're actually not necessarily expiration dates.
Anjali Narang is a PhD candidate at Cornell University. She says the date does not always indicate food safety. Sometimes it indicates when a product's quality is best. But knowing what's meant is often confusing, because the wording on food labels varies.
There's use by, best of use by, best before, sell by, fresh by, I've even seen just the date.
Narang was part of a team that studied how the wording on these labels affects food waste, which is bad for the climate and consumers' wallets. She found that people were more likely to trash food if the label only had a date on it, or if the label included the word use in any form. For example, best if used by, or simply use by.
So our theory is that people are interpreting these dates as expiration dates.
Even if that's not what's meant. So the study indicates that standardizing food labels could help reduce food waste. But the wording chosen must be clear to consumers. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
But the wording chosen must be clear to consumers.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.